The former campaign director for the activist organization Move On has become the latest candidate for the state Senate seat once held by Amherst Democrat Stan Rosenberg. Jo Comerford of Northampton announced today she is running as a write-in candidate for the Democratic nomination in the Hampshire Franklin Worcester Senate District. There are three other write-in candidates. Women's rights activist Chelsea Klein of Northampton is the only candidate whose name will be listed on the September 4th primary ballot. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke today with Comerford.
I'm running because I believe I have something important to offer the constituents and voters of this district, and I would be honored to serve in the State House as their representative.
What is it that you bring that you believe qualifies you to be a state senator?
Well, that's a very good question. Let me break it down two ways. One is that I know what it takes to fight for issues that will improve the quality of life for every single person in our district and across the Commonwealth. I have a career working for smart government spending and tax priorities, sound environmental policies, health care, food security, strong public schools. Altogether, it demonstrates an unwavering commitment to the belief that everyone deserves the opportunity to both succeed and thrive. This is the actual bedrock of my candidacy, and it's what inspires me to campaign for public office. I will also say that something that distinguishes me is that I have been working in the grassroots for 20 years here in Massachusetts. In this district, I've been working both locally, regionally, and nationally to push into government, if you will, to ask lawmakers and work with lawmakers so that they work on behalf of the best interests of their constituents. I know how government works. I've been helping to move it for two decades, and now I want to go inside with everything I know about how government works and about the issues, having worked on them in the community and nationally, and I want to roll up my sleeves and be the best advocate for this district I can be.
You've not held elected office before, I believe. Why run for the state Senate seat as your first campaign for office?
Well, I've always dreamed of holding elected office, and in fact, I've been approached many times to run for office. It wasn't right for me personally or professionally at the time, but now with the resignation of Senator Rosenberg and so much at stake in our nation, I believe that work in down ballot, if you will, races like this at the state level where so much is possible that's not possible right now nationally, I am drawn to this work because I believe it is the kind of rebuilding of our democracy at this time for our nation that can be very, very powerful and very useful.
Are you daunted at all by the prospect of having to run a write-in campaign in the 24 municipalities that make up this district?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, it's a steep challenge, and I'm resigning my full-time job to do it because I want to demonstrate the kind of passion and commitment that would be the hallmark of my time in the State House. It's 100 days, just a little over 100 days. And in those 100 days, I am going to work as hard as I can to meet voters in this district, to hear their concerns, to hear their hopes, to make sure that they know who I am and what I could bring to them as an elected official in the State House.
What do you think separates you from the other Democrats in the race, the other two write-in candidates and Chelsea, or the other three write-in candidates, I should say, and Chelsea Klein, who's qualified for the ballot?
Sure, absolutely. I think it was the first thing I said, Paul, which is that I have spent two decades working on an extraordinarily diverse set of issues in my jobs. For example, at the Center for Human Development or the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts, or at Move On, where I was a campaign director. I've spent this time working at painstaking, at policy level, at National Priorities Project, cracking open budgets at the state and federal and local levels. I've spent that time learning and growing and sharpening my own analysis and my own abilities to understand complex issues, to understand how government works. and to understand the relationship, deeply understand it and work in it, the relationship between constituents and lawmakers. This is a pact that we don't talk enough about, especially now, where lawmakers and constituents are actually the bond. You know, the bond between lawmakers and constituents is actually the stuff of democracy. It's what makes lawmakers stronger. So when, you know, if I have the good fortune to be sent to the State House to represent this district, I'm going to show up as, yes, as a woman who's, you know, determined to work every single day in for the best interests of my constituents and this district. But I'm also a person, because of my background, because of my depth of understanding of how change happens on the outside and inside of government, I'm going to go believing that I'm as strong as the 160,000 people in this district. So I'm working on their behalf and on our behalf as a senator for all of us. So I think that will distinguish me.